Hello, Winkle.
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Bing, bong, bang.
How many have you had already today, sir? Come on.
A lot.
Yeah.
No, that's...
Well, there you go. Now, dear listeners, this is a... Well, I say listener. This is a rare treat. I mean, not only have we got Monsieur Booze, but also, and I believe he's recently got his professorhood, Professor Chuck Turtleman, formerly of pretty much my favourite podcast, Sweet Favourite Jesus. It's bloody nice.
Yeah, I sure wish it was still happening.
Well,
yeah.
You've still got that lawsuit going on.
Trying to get Dufour on, Jeffrey, rather, Belasco. But, yeah, he went up for it.
Is he still doing his modelling career?
I'm not exaggerating. I think he lost 150 pounds or something. And, yeah. Got all into weightlifting and running and eating nothing but meat and leafy greens, I think.
I bet his farts are bad. Leafy greens and meat. Cool, dear. Mind you, mine are a bit ripe at the moment.
Also got into Trump as well.
Yeah. And I was
no, just, really?
I don't know if any of us really want to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't eat 10 kilograms of meat a week and be a liberal.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
You basically just start turning and morphing into a bear or something, I think, at that point. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Like Professor Chuck used to be the most right wing out of all of us, didn't you, Chuck?
Out of the three? Probably. Yeah.
When we spoke to Buck Angel, you definitely were.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, that's still the area in which I'm most conservative.
You don't have to be like, you live in Asheville, North Carolina, right?
I live in Asheville.
It's quite a liberal place.
You might say, yeah. We are the blue dot in our state for sure.
Yeah.
Chuck, what's up, mate?
Is this a clean podcast? I'm not supposed to curse.
Fuck no. It's still the same cunty, sweary pile of shit it was 12 years ago.
Okay. I thought maybe you were
like. You can say cunt. You think
you actually get cut off if you don't say cunt at least three times.
Okay.
Well. All right, we've only said it twice, so.
I've got to keep a bit of an eye on the time because I've got this. There's a fucking Tyson Fury match later, which should be quite funny. Ever see him get slapped about? The stupid oaf.
Well, Professor Chuck is a big fan of the, the martial arts.
Are you now, Chuck?
I used to be. I grew up boxing. I boxed as a kid, and I boxed as a teen. And I wrestled a little in high school, and, I really was drawn to, and it was a golden age, the 80s and 90s. It was a really good age to be a fan of this sport. It's just, it's pure shit. That's when I was like, the sport's done. Put a fork in it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, then there's that.
Think about. Sorry.
That's all right.
What about. What's her name?
The Queen Mum.
Becoming like the
Valerie.
Valerie Singleton?
No. Valerie Singleton.
McMahon. going to become McMahon's wife. She's going to become the educational secretary or whatever you call it.
No, I never watched wrestling.
Yeah, well, that was crazy. If you watch McMahon.
When I was a kid, man, the kids who liked, because wrestling is when, you know, you jump off the third turnbuckle onto someone's neck.
What McMahon did, wrestling. Yeah.
I never understood the appeal, and all the kids who were into it back then, I hate to say it, but they were usually poor and dumb. And they were like, oh, do you think Hulk Hogan's going to beat Jimmy Superfly Snuka? And I'm like,
well, it depends what McMahon.
If they scripted it that way, it's not, you don't think this is real, do you? But Belasco loved that.
Have you seen that documentary?
No, what was that?
Mr. McMahon.
McMahon.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like his wife.
Oh, him.
And he got, yeah, yeah. Vince.
He looks like a fucking rapist, that bloke.
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
Now his wife is going to be the Secretary of Education in America. Possibly.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
It's not the strangest thing that's happened in the last few years.
What, sporting? I think the strangest thing I saw on sports recently was an awful bloody Tyson thing with what's his chops, that cunt off social media. I can't remember.
Yeah.
That was two men in a boxing ring spending seven rounds doing anything but boxing. And people paid for it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I didn't. Well, you paid for it.
No, I didn't. So I was at a friend's house who's got one of those dodgy boxes.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right then.
Yeah. His name's Jake Paul, by the way.
That's the one, Jake Paul. Paul. Yeah.
That's him.
The thing is, he really is a decent boxer.
It's a good hairdresser name, by the way.
But he's not a professional boxer. I mean, if he fought anyone ranked, even a weight class or two down, they would just smoke him.
Really?
Well, remember when we used to do rank?
He's decent. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's got skills, but he's not pro.
Right. Okay. So, right, Chuck, tell me, what is your view as a good old American boy? What is your view on the F1s?
Are you talking about auto racing?
Yeah, Formula One, yeah.
I've got friends who are really into it, and people who like it are, I mean, it is to them what tackle football is to me. I mean, I'm stepping away from the end.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, people love that shit that are into it. Auto racing has just never really been.
Oh, right. Oh, right. So you're not into the old Indy 500 and monster trucks and stuff. No. Oh, okay.
Not into NASCAR, not into any of it. And NASCAR, the least of all. Drive fast, turn left forever.
Yeah, yeah, I have more fun.
Probably the best one is the British
touring cars.
I agree. Touring cars.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Into each other all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those non-contact driving sports that has a lot of fucking contact in it. It's you're not supposed to touch, but get off the road.
Formula One, if you touch one of those cars, they fall apart.
It's like those. I don't know if you guys. This could be a totally an American thing, but they had these little smash up derby cars when we were kids. And you'd pull that. When they ran into each other, the doors and hoods and everything would fly off of them. And you're flapping the light and then spend 20 minutes putting them back together.
Brilliant.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
In fact, one of the best games.
What's it called? What did we used to call it? Davian.
What?
Stock
car racing.
Smash up derby.
Stock car racing.
Yeah, stock car racing. Yeah.
There was a brilliant game on the PlayStation called Destruction Derby 2, and that was great. I remember it. Not as good as Carmageddon, but it was still good.
Destruction Derby 2 was good, though. Yeah, that was good.
So Chuck, what time is it over there at the moment, mate?
It is 4.
No.
Exactly.
4, right. Okay, so it's 9 here. It's Lager o'clock at Shea Booze.
He could not do that. Yeah. Or at the same time as yours is.
Just about, I'd say. So if the old third cog in your wonky wheel isn't up for doing shows anymore, then why don't you two get something together, dudes?
We've talked about it, haven't we?
Yeah, we don't know how.
We don't know really what to... You're not still anti-technology, are you, Chuck?
Yeah, we both are a little bit.
I don't know a lot about it.
Right. I'm getting less and less patient with it the older I get.
Exactly.
If you don't mind me, how old are you, David?
Now I'm 56.
Oh, man, we're neck and neck. I'm like you, I'm also over 30.
I was a baby of 1968. So there you go.
I was a baby of 1969. Wow.
Ah, right. Ah, okay. So we are indeed of similar vintage. Proper Gen X.
Yeah.
None of these losers born in the late 70s. Fuck those losers.
Early 70s, please. But, we're all over 30s.
Yeah. As my daughter so kindly pointed out to me on my birthday, Dad, you're nearer to 60 than 50 now. I was like, thank you very much. Man. Get back in a coal shed.
Yeah. Doing well to have a young daughter.
Well. go on, you first, sir.
I told you I went out with my son last night. And we ended up in a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say you ended up in a Vietnamese. I thought, two up, was it? Did you make the wobbly H?
No.
Love that.
I didn't do that.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, that was, we had a reservation at Mother Mash.
Mother Mash.
Sofa.
That sounds like
Mother
a
Mash.
Dodgy old band, like a white funk band from the 70s, that sounds like. Exactly, Mother Mash.
I was looking forward to it because they had like horseradish mash, they had pies. Uptown pie mash shop.
Was it a little bit Uptown Top Ranking?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
But they couldn't fit us in.
Oh, dear.
So we were still standing there at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. That's no good.
Yeah, I told you about this, Chuck.
You did, and the Vietnamese usually work faster than that in this country anyway. I mean, I cannot believe that. bust those tables and get you a place quicker. I'm disappointed.
And I'm disappointed with them. So we just walked away.
Oh, dear. Did you walk away saying,
people queuing up outside. So I, like I said to you, Chuck, I just told them my name in case they wanted the reservation, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I went up to him and said, do you have any idea who I think I am? Let us in. I would have done it.
You reminded me of something. Do y'all have this stupid, it's from the 70s, I would say, but it's a little novelty song that comes on Halloween. Do they play it over there? Monster Mash.
Oh, he did the mash. He did the Monster Mash.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Ah, shit. Yeah. That's just reminded me. Oh, sorry, Chuck, say that again, mate.
Do you remember the band Cracker?
Cracker, yes.
Yeah, I really liked Cracker, and I went to see Cracker when I was probably, I don't know, 25, 30. And it was Halloween in Asheville, and I was very inebriated, and nice. I kept screaming for him to play Monster Mash. Well, you know, it's Halloween. And Dave Lowry got me kicked out of his concert. The lead singer got so irritated from me going, play Monster Mash.
What a complete and utter bastard, eh?
Yep. And the best part, I ran into a friend outside and I borrowed his hat. And I had long hair at the time and I pulled it all up in my hat or his hat. And I still had the stamp on my hand, so I got back in with my new disguise. And getting toward the end of the show, I started Monster Mash again.
Nice one. That is top-level heckling and trolling. We approve of that.
He was so pissed. The thing is, I could not – like, the rest of the band were just laughing, and he could not – he was livid. He's kind of an asshole, I think, that Dave Lowry. But
I don't know this band.
Cracker?
No.
You don't know Cracker?
I don't know Cracker. I mean, Cracker, to me, is like a southern racist.
Like I need a hole in my head. You know that.
No, I don't know.
You know 10 no. Cracker. Songs, you just don't know they're Cracker. I'm telling you.
Teen Angst. There's Teen Angst. Merry Christmas, Emily.
Good Christmas.
Eurotrash Girl. I think that's the only other one I've heard of.
Take Me Down to the Infirmary was pretty big. They were all over college radio.
No, never heard of them. Never.
Well, there you go. The more you know, Boozy, the more you know. I just realised we were supposed to be doing this in the style of Tom Waits, weren't we?
Oh.
God damn it, Bruce.
I hope not.
The piano's been drinking. Yeah, you got to love a bit of Tom Waits, though, eh? Well, what do you mean, you? I think you've been drinking for everyone today.
Yeah, but the piano has been drinking.
Oh,
more.
But the piano as well. Yeah, here's a little bit of gossip for you, Chuck. I gave up alcohol nearly 2 years ago to the day.
Oh, congratulations,
well
man.
Done.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Needed to. I mean, and all like the naughty class A's and sniffables. I still do like, I do have a slight vice, though, as has been well documented over the past couple of years on the show. The lovely That's edibles. Okay. The lovely edibles, they are rather nice.
Yeah.
Oh man, they are nice.
Why not? Why not, Damien?
Are they legal there? Because they're basically
no, they're not. They're not. But there are ways and means. I might end up getting prescribed them soon because of my fibromyalgia. But we'll see. But yeah, they're everywhere over your neck of the woods now, Chuck, ain't they?
I have more edible weed in the form of chocolate, gummies, syrup, than I think I could do in the rest of my life.
That is good to hear. Now, tell me, now, I find this interesting because I think I'm a bit of a lightweight now compared to what I used to be. What is your sort of milligram dosage for a good time, but not too, but not too sort of scary?
I'll start with 15, and if things are going good, I'll do another 15.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did 50 once, and that got a little bit too heavy. It was almost like when you used to like smoke it, and like you'd get what we call a whitey. No, it's not a race thing.
I remember that.
But a 15 to start with is fine. Yeah, and if you fancy that little push over the edge,
I remember
turn out to 11.
Being kind of passed out in a cab office.
Oh, right.
In a whitey.
Oh dear, that's no good.
No, it won't. Nope.
I'm a big fan of just doing a little and seeing where you are, and maybe I can double that.
Yeah, and then maybe topping up.
That's why I'm going to fly over to see Professor Chuck Turtman.
I think that should be a very, very good idea, and it needs to be documented and not in the courts.
In a podcast form.
Yeah, podcast, not courts.
Well, we could put that on your network.
Yeah.
The great thing, when booze gets here, the great thing is, we just had a massive hurricane destroy our whole community.
Ah, not good.
Yeah, it is really, really awful here. And our ABC store, got knocked over, blown away, it's gone. So if booze comes here, he can go to the corner store and buy some beer and wine, but there's no liquor anywhere around. So
now, right. But this does beg the question, have any of your competitors' stores? I mean, are there a bit of an evil question, but it needs to be asked. Are there any other rival pet supply stores that are now no more?
Nah. There are only two in my town, and we're friendly.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not sort of you don't have an ongoing war of nerves between the stores then? Because that would make a great TV show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
But there is a an old lady who just started in her kitchen and finally FDA approval making dog biscuits, and she just sells treats and stuff out of the store. And she's done it forever.
Oh, wow.
And, she has a few little things that I don't carry. And, I try not to step on her toes and pick up things she sells and vice versa. And I'll just go around the corner. She'll have it, And so we it works out. But, no, I don't know if feet are a unit of measurement that makes a lot of sense. But I'm 2,600-square-foot store. So I'm a pretty good-sized retail outlet. And
it's like a strip mall thing.
Yeah, I do all the I rent two units at a strip mall. So I do all the food and does the fancy little clothes and sweaters.
Yeah, I need one. Okay.
And biscuits and stuff for your dog or cat,
Do you do those CBD animal treats now? Because you can now get CBD for pets, can't you, to calm down anxious pets, apparently.
Yeah, I sell a good bit of it. I give it to my own dog and cat sometimes, but I can't tell if it works.
No. So hang on. So catnip sparks them up and CBD calms them down.
Well, apparently, it's got no psychoactive stuff and it's got no THC or anything, but it's supposed to be good for chilling and anxiety and what have you.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, cat. Oh, I should have got my cat.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to take it at work.
Oh.
Not that I've been there for a while.
Well, a beautiful cat.
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
He's got a cold, meaning he has no ears.
Oh, wow.
And but he's purring and very happy right now.
Oh, that's good. Well, it's the first time I've seen your cat, and I believe actually it's the first time I've gazed upon your beautiful countenance, sir.
Oh, thank you. And wearing the football helmet over here is my retarded dog, Eleanor.
Well, dogs are allowed to be retarded, though. I mean, it's part of the deal, isn't it?
Football helmet because she keeps getting
it's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolute.
Oh, nice.
Can't say that on the podcast. At the time, oh well, no.
Oh, she's the best dog in the world, but man,
yeah. She does a dirty bro.
I've got fucking hell. I've got to do my radio thing tomorrow morning, and then I've got to come back to a world of wrapping up. Christmas presents tomorrow, but I've got a in the morning I've got my gig at the our local radio station reading the traffic and travel. It's not quite the dizzy heights of did I not tell you about that, our local radio station Radio Jackie?
No, you haven't. Link me up.
Just search for Radio Jackie. It's the corner of Google and search. Yeah, I've got a little gig there at the moment. They play sort of like classic hits of the 70s and stuff like that. It's all fairly easy listening music, but you know, it's a local radio thing.
Give me your voice.
My radio voice. It's pretty much like this, but I don't say the word cunk at all. And the weather in Woking is all probably fouled up due to cunts in Teslas.
It's the A46.
The A46 is covered in minge and currently blocked.
There's traffic on the motorway. Do you remember that?
Traffic on the motorway. Yeah, you get a bit of that, don't you?
Is it gone?
I'm not here.
He's still here listening to us maniacs. Yeah.
You know, traffic traffic.
Traffic boy. That's going to be my new nickname. This 0.5 legally alcohol free lager, Lucky Saint, is really, really tasty, actually. And after you've had an edible.
It is really nice. Yeah, Lucky Saint is a very nice low alcohol lager.
Well, 0.5%. So yeah, that's you can get away with calling it alcohol free in the UK with that much. But it's really good because if you've had a couple of edibles and you're feeling a bit wobbly anyway, then just drinking this alcohol free piss water.
I've got my neck. Neck medicine.
Now, what does your medicine consist of there, Booze?
It's benzo.
Benzo. Oh, Captain Benzo's. Nice one. What's your poison of choice these days, Chuck, apart from a cheeky edible now and then?
A smoking edible now and then.
Oh, I can't smoke anymore. My lungs are fucked. I've got asthma and shit. But yeah.
We're doing okay with the AIDS.
Yeah, could be worse.
I'm a big fan of the devil's lettuce. It's about as good as you're going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. What I miss most, actually, from your drinking days was that lovely, lovely Jack Daniels. Oh.
Yeah. Wow. I was a Jim Beam fan.
Now, is that a approving wow or a not impressed wow there, Chuck?
No, not impressed.
Man, I don't know, man. Brown liquor was just never something I was a big fan of.
So you're a big vodka fan or...
Oh, gin.
White rum. White gin.
Absolutely vodka. Yeah, because you can just put a little cranberry juice and club soda and ice, and it tastes really nice. But liquor, I went to right after the hurricane. I had planned for several months to go on this big fishing trip to the Outer Banks with these guys that are crazy into bourbon, and like they're
remind me when the hurricane was 3 weeks ago.
No, 3 months ago now, almost.
Time is an illusion.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was October.
Yeah, that's not 3 months ago. Oh, yeah, it's
for December. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not quite. Not quite, but yeah, pretty much. But these are all big bourbon drinkers who, like, they camp out to find these special drops of Blanton straight from the bottle, rare vintage bourbons and stuff. These things just impossible to get, you know, like literally $1,000 a bottle bourbons and what have you.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Bloody
this
hell.
One guy bought one bottle.
If you got that money, you can spend it.
Yeah. And these guys have money, you know, and I had a $3,000 bottle, and I was like, I don't even want to taste it. You know,
3,000? Because fucking hell.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that good. You know, they always say, oh, this is lovely. Come on.
You could have
been that good
instead of any of these. And I would have believed you when I would sip them. And why? Like, I would be like, don't even pour me like a shot of something that cost over $600. Just you're wasting it on me.
Good for you. Good for you, Chuck.
Pour me like 5 drops.
Absolutely.
I'll kind of taste it and let it touch my tongue and go, nope, I don't see the hint of leather you're talking about or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
some blueberry or, whatever.
I'm getting a whiff of dolphin's tears. The fuck off, man.
Yeah, this was cured in a cherry.
That's
barrel.
Absolutely true.
Folks of cherry, and they go, and have a clean palate and everything, and you'll taste the nose of cherry, and I go, tastes like Jack Daniels to me. And they get so, like,
it's fucking true, man.
But on the other hand,
how good is it gonna ever taste?
Yeah,
they really seem to think it tastes great.
Yeah. They're pretending.
I used to spend a little bit on a decent bottle of red wine, because a cheap bottle of red wine does taste a bit rank. So like, what I'd do is I'd buy a posh one to start with, and then I'd just get some cheap bottles of piss to go afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, generally, like, if you were to hand me an IPA beer that is one of my favorites, I could probably tell you what it is.
But, all right.
And I definitely could taste test it between a Budweiser or even, you know, just a...
Yeah, we could do that.
But, there's just not... They will camp outside of ABC stores like they're camping out for a Super Bowl ticket or something.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lottery system. Is the first person gets a number and so forth, and the first person's number is a more likely, and so, you know, and on down the line. And they'll sleep outside in cities, and often in bad neighborhoods and tents and inclement weather to try to get these bottles. And it's like, man, I feel you know, whatever makes you happy, do it.
Of course.
All the same. It's just, even when they're different, they're not that, like, they would give me one, and this was totally different. I go, yep, it tastes a little different. They both taste like bourbon, though.
Oh, I invented this drink.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Chuck Turtleman.
Oh, we need some applause for that.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, what was the drink that I invented? It's called a gin secco. It's really good, right? You get a pint glass, you fill a third of it with gin, and the other two thirds with prosecco. And it's fucking great. And you only have to have about three pints of that, and you're absolutely shit faced. Yes, and that was one of the last things I drank before I decided to give up.
I can see now you quit drinking. That's good for you, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too. We got a turd in your pocket. But me and my friends, Smirnoff shotgun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it was Smirnoff
vodka. And a shotgun up your ass.
What was it? Smirnoff vodka. And something else. With right. The Baileys.
Baileys? Oh, fucking hell.
No, it couldn't have been Baileys.
Oh, dear.
I'll have to ask my friend.
Oh. Long as it wasn't Advocar.
No, it definitely
that's
wasn't.
An awful yellow stuff, isn't it? No, I'm not talking about cat's cum. Although that is awful in yellow, by all accounts. Right.
I've never seen that, so I wouldn't know.
Right. Now, something I need to ask Chuck here. Over the past few years in good old Blighty over here, vinyl's had a bit of a resurgence, and it's trendy again now, which is quite... Well, it's good because there's more stuff coming out on vinyl, but it's also bad because the demand for it, people are charging stupid amounts. Have you had anything of a vinyl revival over on your shores?
About 20 years ago, it was giant.
Really? It was shit over here then.
I'm not
that's
kidding.
A very liberal town.
I had a turntable, receiver, cassette deck, you know. I had a really nice stereo back when I was like 20 years old.
Oh, nice.
No, I sold that thing for almost $2,000, dude. I think I got like $1,700, $1,800 for it.
For stereo system, wow. That's good.
It was a super high end one. I don't remember the brand now. They became so popular, and I had taken great care of it because
Japanese, China.
Are we going
to?
Okay, I was waiting for the China joke then.
Okay.
No, it's not a joke.
You might as well do the accent.
What we do on the podcast.
No, I'm not doing the accent. Oh, God, that reminds me of that awful thing I saw on social media the other week. This white woman, it was on, what podcast was it on? These two American guys are really funny. There's this one Asian guy and one ginger guy, and I forgot their names. I think the podcast is called Bad Friends, but they got this clip of this white Karen type woman singing a song called I Want to Be Ninja, and she sings it in the voice. And it's fucking...
In the accent.
It's awful.
We never do the accent.
I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to chop, 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 chow down. Take chow down to Chinatown. I want to be ninja.
Yeah, it's awful. Do you listen to any podcasts these days, Chuck?
Only sports. I really don't listen to a lot of real podcasts that would be of any interest to you guys, honestly. I don't know, man. My life has changed. I get home. My lady's here. We talk. We watch TV.
Don't listen in the chip shop.
Man. I try to, but it's still my sports, my football podcast, tackle football podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, And I have to pause every 30 seconds because the store's been so goddamn busy. I don't know what it is. After the storm, things were so dead for like a month and a half. And suddenly, I don't know. I think everybody is trying to support local businesses, and I appreciate it. But like, I've been standing up and waiting on people because it's a one-man show. It's just me. It is. Today,
come over there and help you if you want.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, sign up, please. Yeah, you're hired. So no, I don't really have an impressive. There's like not even anything I could really recommend unless you're specifically a Seattle Seahawks fan. I don't listen to a ton of them.
And he likes the Seahawks. Amen.
So he likes the what? What's
the Seahawks? The football team.
Oh, right. NFL.
Yeah, they're out of Seattle, Washington, which is geographically as far away from me as you could pick a team. But when I was a little kid, my favorite colors were blue and green, and they had a hawk on the helmet, and I'm like, they're cool. I like them.
Yeah.
They kind of pick
One of the things I love about Jim, Chuck. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, if I start liking something, I usually continue to, but not always.
Like pegging.
Yeah, but you know, you got to.
Yeah, now I'm kind of a I have to be a Bears fan now, but I wasn't. I was a Redskins fan, and they can't call them that.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah. Redskins fan. I was.
Yeah.
But now you come. Yeah.
You can
but
still
now come. I'm a Bears fan because, you know, of my Chicago connections.
Yeah, your lovely bride is a
Chicago bride, yeah. Yeah. That's all you have to say.
Well, actually, that leads us to an important question.
Mainly my brother-in-law. You know. My bride, man.
So
I'm going to mention something because you're talking about the Bears. There's what used to be a phenomenon. I don't think anybody actually watches it anymore in the United States. Called Saturday Night Live. Now
that's very hit and miss, isn't it, Davian?
Especially if Steven Seagal's on it.
Oh, Steven Seagal, he got me too'd. I'm surprised he's on there.
I don't know when it was he was on there, but by all accounts, it was fucking diabolical.
Well. It is the least funny thing on television and has been time. And there were years of my life. I would sit and go, yeah, it used to be really funny. It's not anymore. But I watched old SNL.
How many fucking people have they got on there?
35,000.
Yeah.
It is pretty much that. Davian.
When I watched the old ones with like Joe Piscopo.
They used to have like five people. That used to be good.
It was
27 people.
It was never funny, man. It was really never that funny.
Because over here.
I agree. I totally agree.
That's mad because it's got this reputation over here for being sort of like the paragon of American humor. Well, I always thought it was like old Mad Magazine.
Try watching it.
I've seen a couple of bits, but they obviously were cherry picked bits because the bits I saw were right. I mean,
there
was a bit with Christopher Walken on, and that was funny. Christopher Walken can do no wrong, and he knows how to push a lady off a boat as well.
You watch it every Friday night, Chuck.
Huh? Yeah.
If you watch it every Friday night, not very funny.
Yeah, it's not. It's never been that funny except for Norm MacDonald doing the news.
Oh, he's a legend. Legend. Actually, Chuck,
I got that guy.
Chuck,
so much.
That was the extent of that show being funny. And so, like, I was watching a bunch of old ones and getting really depressed. And, like, you mentioned Bears made me think of this. You know, they had this whole skit where these guys are Bears fans and they're going, duh, Bears. And
duh, the whole Bears. I've got that as my mat in the front, you know.
Porch. Actually, I do need to ask, Chuck, have you heard any Anthony Jeselnik?
I don't think so. Is he a mixed martial artist?
No. He's an American stand-up comedian. And for this poor little English person over here, I think he's the funniest thing since Bill Hicks.
Okay.
Yeah, he.
You'll have to send me a link.
Yeah, Thoughts and Prayers is the best special that he's done. He made this brilliant joke about Eric Clapton's son being a little bit of a clumsy boy with windows. It's very, very dark humor.
Oh my god!
Anthony Jeselnik's very good. And who else do I like? Bill Burr.
Oh, dude, yeah. Bill Burr is brilliant.
Yeah,
we both love Bill.
Yeah, I still listen to his podcast. Actually, it's really good. All these years he's been doing it, he's still got temper issues, isn't he? He's just brilliant.
Art. He almost never.
He's been doing podcasts longer than us.
Yeah.
He never has a guest. It's just him.
I don't think anyone has been doing podcasts longer than us.
Well, I think him and Kevin Smith probably have.
Ricky Gervais, maybe.
Ricky Gervais, maybe. But that was kind of like retro made into a podcast, wasn't it? Because it was a radio show when podcasts were picking up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I think we've been doing it.
Been doing it a fair old time. Well,
these celebrities.
What we're doing now is actually episode 507. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, I can.
And we totally ripped off, actually. We totally ripped off your brilliant idea for sweetfavorjesus.com by changing our name to strangetimeshow.com. Because it just makes it easier. Because then when people ask what the link is for it, it says, well, it's just the fucking title. But yeah, that idea, I blatantly ripped that off your fine podcast.
You also ripped off Porn for the Blind.
Oh, here he goes, look.
Porn? Porn for the Blind. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah.
We had some
good guests. I mean, we had, Blind Larry. He was good.
Oh, you think Blind Larry was a good guest, huh?
Yeah. Do you not think so? That was one of our best shows, man. When he did the Porn for the Blind. Don't you remember that? And
Did we nick that then?
Well, that's the only porn he could.
Well, obviously, get off on. Dead blind, he has no eyes. Yeah.
Oh, blimey, maybe that needs a resurrection.
We don't know.
Well, is Stevie Wonder really blind?
Yeah. But anyway, but of course, the Ed was our best ever.
The Ed? Yeah. Oh, I think I remember him.
Black fella.
Well, look, if any of your listeners, any of our shows, the Ed birthday special.
Yeah, because your old shows, they're still up, aren't they? They're still up somewhere, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're still in my podcast feed. It's just that you fuckers haven't released anything since Christ was a lad.
No. Nah. Exactly.
But, sort it out, guys. Tom Wade says, sort it out.
Still got it up.
Still got it right up. Yeah,
birthday special.
We're never
going
to sort it out, unfortunately. I would love for us to.
Yeah.
Alaska wants the show to be one thing. Booze wants the show to be what it used to be. And I'm kind of in the middle, like, oh, you know, I'll go a little one way or the other. But Alaska wants to change the name. He wants to change the.
Maybe me and.
The whole thing me do and, it.
Chuck. Might get us together and do something else.
Yeah, that's I reckon you should.
100% on you, Boo.
Yeah.
I've put the word in. Boo had this idea, and I'm not going to talk about it because we might still use it. But we recorded bits and sent them back and forth to each other, and then it was like, nah, let's not do that. Me mate Shane is going to be our new podcast. Yeah, and I'm like,
I think I should leave it up to Chuck to decide what we're doing.
You don't have to leave anything up to me, but here's the problem. I don't know how to even host, and it can't be Sweet Brother Jesus because Jeff or Blasphemous.
No, it's not going to be that. We'll have to call it something else.
Starting new, we're going to lose our audience, although I guess we already
have. Who cares? I just want to talk to you. So that's okay.
Well, yeah, we can do that. Hold on, Jack, buddy. I'll be back. Hold on. I'll put the cat down to pee. What's your lap?
So how about that, Davian? What a beautiful moment.
It is an immensely beautiful moment, and it very, 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 very nearly got me to the tickly bit. That's right. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to peer into the future and have a little listen to what you two are going to say to each other later.
What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Oh, dear. Matron. soundboards. Got to love it. When you can't think of anything funny to say, just fucking give it a bit of a soundboard, innit?
Yeah.
There.
We can always think of something funny to say.
Well, we could do, but I've got to say, gentlemen, we've only got about... sorry, sir. Go on, you first.
No. I interrupted you. You please, man.
I was only going to say we've only got about 5-ish minutes because I've got to go and do some stuff before I sit down to watch these two idiots punch themselves to death.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I hope Tyson does not embarrass himself, but I think he will. So we have 5 minutes. The one thing me, Belasco, and Booth all have in common is we share a same favorite movie. Have you even watched our favorite movie, Windy City Heat?
Windy City Heat? I don't remember.
No, you got to watch that.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do right this very second. I'm going to put it into one of my many, many, many Chrome tabs I've got open. Windy City
Heat. YouTube now.
Oh, I'll be
able to. Feel free on YouTube.
Oh, yes. Now, I do remember you guys talking about it a lot and holding regard. But yeah, it's not something I've seen. Oh, yeah, Perry, of course. Perry, fuck me. Yeah.
It is basically like the luckiest idiot that they ever came across.
They basically, it's the most elaborate prank ever pulled.
Yeah, that's right.
And the guy who was pulled on still to this day refuses to believe it was prank.
Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla.
My man Perry will still to this day just be like, nope, I was a movie star.
He don't believe that it's a prank. No. Mole as well. I mean, that is probably the funniest guy of all time.
Oh, yeah. The Mole character is, you know, it's hard not to be your favorite.
Yes, I will most definitely add that to my watching list. Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you aren't hooked 5 minutes into it, I just don't even know. When they first
I've got the DVD, and it's got the,
when they voiceover
on it.
Little test, you know.
Okay, brilliant.
So they fool this guy into thinking he is going to be the star of a new movie, and he's going to be a private investigator. And he's like, the role I was born to play. And they're like, well, he's from Chicago, and wears a fedora, and this guy wears a fedora.
How about when they made him drink the drink?
The breakfast. Right,
about three times.
What
how was about, it?
It was everything. He put a pizza and an egg with the shell.
Fuck it out.
But the crazy thing, if you watch it, you know, you're going to realize there are a lot of people that don't exist or have this is Burt Lancaster, or this is, you know, and he believes them. He's an idiot. So he
And then they have the big premiere at the end.
He's crying.
Yeah, no more spoilers. No more spoilers for me.
All right, okay.
You've got to watch it, though, Damien.
Oh, well, I promise. Scout's on it.
Dude into thinking he is about to be a major motion picture star, and not only does
it's horrible though, Damien. It's horrible.
Yeah, because he is only does he fall for it, like when they try to reveal it and let him know it was all just a prank on him, he's like, nope, I'm the star.
He just leaves it all. And he probably still does. Fuck the police. You know the guy.
On the podcast?
The guy.
What the fuck are you talking about? Or say something that'll make me realize what you're talking about.
When we pranked him, it was the geezer from Boston.
Rich Karski?
No.
Oh.
He was a friend of ours.
All right. So I'm just going through your website trying to find out for you.
I don't think who you're talking about is from Boston.
The one we did for Christmas.
Well, that's a mystery that might have to be solved.
Yeah, it's never going to be solved. But thank you for having us on your podcast.
I tell you what, it was a very unexpected pleasure.
He's later going to go, it was
Frank.
Jesus Christ, dude. You say one of the idiots of Facebook?
Idiots? Oh, fuck me. Yeah, that was brilliant. That was, wasn't it? Yeah,
he was the best. And he never got it. That was the best podcast we ever did.
Mafia Life, Frank.
Yeah. Mafia Life.
There you go.
Yeah.
Season finale of episode 8 in June 2014. There you go, mate.
Jesus Christ.
That was
one of our best.
Fucking well, that was Tempest Fugit, gentlemen. Tempest Fugit. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Tempest Fugit, indeed.
Paint or Porno. That was another good episode that you did, apparently, in 2019. There you go. That's
Paint or Porno for you.
Paint or Porno. Chuck, do you use the social medias much? Because I can reach out to you and Booze to see if you're available in the future, perhaps, if you wanted.
I have a Twitter. I don't ever tweet, but I have one. It's called @BeTheCatfish.
Be the Catfish.
I've started the Blue Sky. I'll get in touch with you about that.
Oh, right. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. That place. I tried. I gave it 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, fuck this place. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm just following you on evil Twitter now. Be the Catfish. All right.
Yeah. It is like Twitter is now completely unmoderated. It's the Wild Wild West. And I'm like, oh, maybe Blue Sky. And like, I got warnings for posting a picture of a steak I cooked. And I'm like, you know what?
Really?
Fuck you.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Dear.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, that's no. Just, that's not bad. Good. That's not good.
No, because it's not good.
We'll be on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Social media all sucks, and people over 30 shouldn't do it. I still do. I check my Twitter and just read the people I follow.
All three of us are nearly over 30.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, ladies and genitals, it has been an utter pleasure. I am going to yank the 8-track out of the cassette hole now and go and watch people smack each other quite painfully. And I'm probably going to shove another edible at my arse, I think.
All right.
That sounds good. All right.
Suppository edible.
Yes, indeed.
Fine. The other end, Damien.
Yeah, you take easy, mates.
All right.
Cheers.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. Love you, love you, love you. Bye.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.